First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz, and let's start with the headlines you need to know. It starts with a little bit of Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred spoke last night in the incredible special that was on ESPN, hosted by Mike Greenberg, where each commissioner was interviewed and spoke about their plan to return. In the process of speaking, he made it known that he's now less confident about a 2020 season than it was even a week ago when he said to us that he was 100% sure. Now, it seems, as he said, quote, he is not confident that there will be a 2020 baseball season, and that, quote, as long as there's no dialogue with the MLB Players Association, that real risk is going to continue. That has caused tremendous backlash at this point from players who were, quote, disgusted by his backtracking. So what we have is yet again another step in this very public situation between the owners and the players in Major League Baseball that leaves all of us feeling less confident than ever that we'll actually get baseball to see this summer. Next up on the headlines, you can get a little bit more confident in the U.S. Open to be held in August. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said Tuesday the U.S. Open tennis tournament will be held on its scheduled date starting in late August as part of the state's reopening from shutdowns caused by the coronavirus pandemic. The U.S. Tennis Association had decided to go forward with this marquee event in New York City without spectators, pending an okay from the state. The quote, we're excited about the U.S. Open, which is going to be held in Queens August 31st through September 13th. It will be held without fans, but you can watch it on TV, and I'll take that. That is a quote from Governor Cuomo, who said that at his daily briefing in Albany. And lastly, on the headlines you need to know, comes in with a little bit of controversy coming out of Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy had a shirt that was posted on social media supporting a news network that had some controversy around it. That caused reaction from star running back Chuba Hubbard, who then reacted on social media. That led us to several stages, but we have the next stage in that reaction as Oklahoma State running back Chuba Hubbard said Tuesday he was not wrong for speaking out against Coach Gundy. He went to Twitter to say that while he could have done it face-to-face, he still doesn't regret the fact that he spoke out, which is going to be a hot topic on today's show. It's First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and you guys and all of our guests can hang out with us on the Shell Penzo Performance Line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you get in on the fun. You can also tweet me at Jason Fitz. As always, we will let you get into every conversation that we have about First Take. So you're not going to be limited to anything that you can chime in, but we want to get your take specifically as we start about empowerment in college sports, because we are hearing more and more of athletes speaking out about what they're passionate about, athletes using their voice, student athletes using their voice. You've heard a lot of Will Cain yesterday had some great discussions about the eyes of Texas, because Texas football players have spoken out about what they're comfortable with, and they've made demands of the university. We now see Chuba Hubbard, a star running back that was in the Heisman Trophy conversation last year and will be a front runner for it this year, speaking out and saying, you know, his reaction to Coach Gundy. So I want your reaction to empowered college athletes. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I realize I'm opening a can of worms. We might get a lot of discussion on this, but I'm interested to see your thoughts. I want to start with some Straight Talk. Straight Talk runs on the same networks while saving up to 50%. Get the unlimited plan up to 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G for just $45 a month. No contract. Straight Talk Wireless. No contracts. No compromise. So all of this started again with social media, as Mike Gundy, the coach of Oklahoma State, wore a t-shirt supporting a news network that has a reputation as being extremely to the right. Now, as a result, that caused reaction from Chuba Hubbard on Twitter. He went to Twitter at the time to say he will not stand for it, and he's not going to have anything to do with Oklahoma State until change is made. That led us to a joint video statement made later in the day where Chuba Hubbard and Mike Gundy stood side by side in front of the Oklahoma City culture, Oklahoma State culture sign, and they made this statement.
In light of today's tweet with the t-shirt I was wearing, I've met with some players and realize it's a very sensitive issue with what's going on in today's society. And so we had a great meeting and made aware of some things that players feel like that can make our organization, our culture, even better than it is here at Oklahoma State. And I'm looking forward to making some changes, and it starts at the top with me, and we got good days ahead.
I'll start off by first saying that I went about it the wrong way by tweeting. I'm not someone that, you know, has to, you know, tweet something to make change. I should have went to him as a man, and I'm more about action. So that was bad on my part. But from now on, we're going to focus on bringing change, and that's the most important thing.
Now, that is the full statement that was made on social media by Chuba Hubbard and Mike Gundy together from Oklahoma State. I will say what the video probably, or the audio doesn't show you, that the video did was some of the body language, as Chuba Hubbard did not look pleased to be there. A lot has been made of it. A lot has been made of this entire situation. We're going to get your take on it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You're going to get some of my take on it coming, and then we're going to get some expertise on it. But before we do any of that, I want you to hear a little what they said on First Take. Stephen A., Max, and Paul Feinbaum broke down the real question here of if they have a problem with Chuba Hubbard publicly criticizing Mike Gundy.
I don't have a problem with him publicly criticizing him. I'm just thinking that, you know what, that is your coach. You should have went to him first. After all, he's a man. He's 40. Remember that sound from Gundy years ago when he was talking about protecting his kids? Don't come after them. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40, so it shouldn't be a problem, and it shouldn't be something that he's in a position to complain about, because clearly his player went after him. I'm just thinking that, you know what, you could have told him first, that's all. But in terms of the video itself, you know, what he's talking about, his foot is still on the gas, he's still on the pedal, you know, and he should have came to his coach first. The coach shouldn't have found out on social media. The only thing that I would caution everybody to say is this. Remember, this is the United States of America. And remember the fact that there are an abundance of people that are going to feel differently than you, politically and otherwise. And in this nation, you have a right to feel that way. And it's just that simple. And so while we push for heightened levels of sensitivity, while we know that it's the right thing to do, while we should definitely keep our foot on the gas as it pertains to not being marginalized, minimalized, disenfranchised, and things of that nature, you have to understand that while you get to do those things, chances are you're not going to get to legislate what's in people's heart. I like it when people expose and reveal who they are. I don't like it when people are incentivized and, more importantly, adroit at disguising and hiding what they truly, truly feel, because then we never really get to implement that kind of change that we all desire. So when people show themselves for who they are, and I'm not speaking about anything about Gundy himself. I don't know the man. I don't know much about him at all. OK, all I'm trying to say is that let's be careful when we want to sit up there and police what people feel, what people believe, and why. Because ultimately, they'll just become experts at hiding it and disguising it from us. And I like them to expose themselves. So I can deal with them. I like it that way. That's just my personal
I've heard that sentiment a bunch, Stephen A., and my personal preference is, again, generally, you may have roaches, but I like it better when they're in the walls and I don't have to see them, to tell you the truth. That's how I feel about it. And there are deal-breaker issues. For example, if Mussolini was a politician in this country, espousing the same sort of things he did, and you know, someone said, yeah, I'm pro Mussolini, that would be a deal breaker for me. And I would think public criticism, not only is it okay for public criticism to be brought against them, but it should be brought against them. I want to read you something Mike Gundy said about the network whose T-shirt he had on. It was so refreshing. They just report the news. There's no commentary. There's no opinions. There's no left. There's no right. Someone who believes that, I don't want to make an ad hominem attack and call someone stupid, but if you believe that about that issue, you are cognitively impaired. You lack the judgment to understand. And if you wear a shirt like that, expect people of color at the very least, let alone just socially conscious people, to not be friendly toward you. And what I found uncomfortable about that video, Molly, is there was only one person basically apologizing. Not the coach, who owes an apology, but the player who did not. The coach should have been called out publicly. This is not, by the way, it's not just that comment. There have been others that shows you that he does not seem to me to be cognitively able to judge news cycles and such. And especially at a time like this, I think if you play for that team, whatever personal loyalty he's established, you have to ask yourself whether you want to continue playing for that team with that kind of coach.
Let's quit using big words to describe Mike Gundy, cognitively impaired. Mike Gundy is a buffoon. He proves that every time he opens his mouth or does anything for that matter. And Max is right. At this particular moment in history, considering everything that has been going on, to wear that T-shirt is an insult. I don't care what Mike Gundy watches on television. I don't even care what his opinion of what he watches, even though he shares it with us whenever he is given the chance. But to me, that was an insult. And that's why I applaud his players for speaking out. And I'm sorry they had that kumbaya get together yesterday. Well, you're right, Max. The only person that apologized was the player. The person that should have looked into that camera and said, I'm sorry, I have been insensitive, I will work with you to be better, is the head football coach who makes $5 or $6 million a year, who frankly his record doesn't even support it. But I'm not sitting here and going to throw darts at him because he's 2-13 against Oklahoma. I'll leave that to the press out there. What I am here to say is that Mike Gundy has been doing this for a long time. He continues to put his foot into his mouth every time he speaks. And that's why I firmly believe the university would be much better without him. It would cost them a lot of money, maybe $10 to $15 million to buy him out and to fire him. But I can tell you one thing. Oklahoma State would be better today if they fired Mike Gundy than to allow him to continue to embarrass the program and embarrass his players.
Well, first of all, I love the roaches in the walls analogy. That's a damn good one, Max. I love that one. I'm going to bite that one off. I'm going to use that for future reference. I love that analogy. That's number one. Number two, I will defer to you on Coach Gundy, Paul. I honestly don't know anything about the man other than the soundbite. I swear to you. I don't pay any attention to Oklahoma State football at all. I don't know. I mean, he hasn't been in the equation. I don't know the guy. You know, I don't know him. And I don't mean personally. I don't know much about him. I think that he's been associated with some stupid statements in the past, and I'm certainly not trying to come to his defense right now. I don't think the player was wrong by any stretch of the imagination. But all I'm saying is that to me, you shouldn't find out on Twitter. You should have looked. You wish you just went right to that man. I'm not saying don't go on Twitter. I'm not saying don't undress him. I'm certainly not saying don't apologize to him. I'm certainly not saying do apologize to him. What I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with looking that man in the face and going like, yo, you're supposed to be the coach of all of us. How could you do something like this? What the hell is wrong with you? And tell him to his face before he found out on Twitter. That's all I'm saying.
Radio ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. Stephen A. echoing a sentiment many people had there on how the conversation was handled. However, I will say this. One thing that should be noted here, and you guys know my background with college football. I've covered it a lot for ESPN for the last 3 years and traveled with Game Day last year, and that role ever continually grows for me. I love covering college football. I will say for anybody that doesn't understand the platform of Mike Gundy or Chuba Hubbard, you were talking about a coach that is a known entity across the country and a player that is an absolute star to college football fans. So if that helps anybody understand the magnitude of this, I think it's important because what you have here is a known entity coach that is a brand as a coach being called out by a superstar level player from a program. And that is part of why I wanted to get to this next guest on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive's Home Insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. We're going to head over to the Shell Penzo Performance Line where we're joined by USA Today national columnist Dan Wolkin. Always love it when you join us, Dan, and I love watching your Twitter feed because I feel like even it doesn't matter what you tweet, people will react with great emotion. You have a way of just triggering college football fans. So let me ask you, what was your initial reaction when you saw not the video of coach and player together, but when you saw Chuba Hubbard's comments?
Well, it fit into a lot of what we've seen in the last couple weeks with players flexing their power, but it was different in the sense that you had a star player going directly after a head coach and for a reason that was kind of out there in the open all along. I mean, Gundy had talked about his affinity for OAN Network and it had been kind of a point of controversy a couple months ago when he initially mentioned it. And so the idea that he was sort of flaunting it with that T-shirt, and I don't know what his mindset was when he put it on that day to go out and go fishing, but if you're a player and you start looking things up and you get a little curious about what all this hubbub's about, I can understand why this would sort of be the final straw. If you've already had things going on in your program that you found unacceptable from the culture standpoint. So I wasn't surprised, but I was sort of looking at this and saying, all right, what do we have here? Is this a full-blown mutiny or what's going on?
I think you make a great point, Dan, when it comes to the culture that's already there, because everybody knows I'm a bargain-oriented guy. I get a free T-shirt, I'm probably holding on to it. So I can understand at some level, like I'm wearing a free T-shirt, and it's like, hey, I was an idiot. But it seemed like there was a much larger backlash to that. So what does this entire episode say about what we aren't seeing in culture-wise for Oklahoma State?
Well, it's interesting because we don't know a lot of the specifics, but if you followed the social media chatter, which is, for better or worse, how a lot of these things are litigated right now in 2020, what you saw was players making references to things in the past that they found uncomfortable. There was one player who, you know, said that he was called thug. There was another player who talked about being threatened that he was going to, or that the coaches said they were going to send him back to the hood. You know, stuff like that, and other players who were even more vague, saying things have to change at Oklahoma State. There needs to be major changes. You know, even from the former star players like Justice Hill were talking about that. So, you know, what does that mean, and who exactly were they referring to? That's a little bit mysterious, but, you know, unlike the situation with Dabo Swinney and Kirk Ferentz in the past couple weeks, what you didn't have here was a bunch of players speaking up for Gundy, saying, you know, this is a good guy. We know what's in his heart. You know, we support him. I didn't see any of that. So we'll see where this goes. But, yeah, very interesting situation at Oklahoma State.
We're talking to USA Today national columnist Dan Wolkin on First Take Your Take, ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz. It feels like there's been a cultural shift in college football along with the entire nation, but specifically over the last few weeks, college football players seem more empowered than ever to use their voices. Is that something that, in your mind, has an effect on the coming season?
I think it has an effect on everything because, you know, the idea that these coaches have been, I think, in their own bubbles, you know, for a long time with a lot of power and there's been a lot of players who have been afraid or, you know, swayed against using their voice because of the potential consequences. But we're now in an era where the players have realized that they have significant power and that without them, that you don't have college football. And if you don't have college football, you don't have athletic departments. You don't have college athletics. So I think that there is going to be more of a equitable bargain. There has to be with these coaches. The era of coaches, you know, kind of ruling over their locker rooms, out of touch and not caring about the issues that affect these guys in their daily lives, I think that's over. I think to be an effective coach in this decade, in this time, you have to be very much in tune and in touch with what your players are thinking about, not just what happens on the field, but all the entirety of their lives.
So, Dan, how will that affect a very difficult conversation that could be coming about COVID-19 and whether or not players truly feel safe playing?
Well, my sense is that players are not a lot different from most younger people in the country, which is that they understand that they're not as at risk of developing severe complications or major problems from getting COVID. If they do happen to contract it, they'll, you know, go into their quarantine and they'll most likely recover. But and look, I think we all have to reckon with certain elements of risk in moving about our daily lives, and I don't think football is exceptionally different in that way, but there are some things that once you get into the season and we see, you know, whether the virus moves through a locker room in a certain way or, you know, let's frankly, whether there's, you know, one or two really bad outcomes, which is something that may happen. in college football. If you're talking about enough people getting the virus, the idea that one person may be hospitalized or put on a ventilator or, God forbid, dies, who you don't think should based on the statistics, what kind of effect is that going to have on fans, on administrators, on players? We don't know that yet. But for now, I think, you know, they're accepting going back into the weight room. They're accepting the idea that they're going to get tested and they're going to have to maybe try to live by some certain guidelines. But I'm not sure, you know, once it gets into the real part of the season, whether or not that can endure.
Dan, as always, we appreciate your time, your expertise. Follow him on Twitter at Dan Wolkin. Check him out. Dan, thanks for everything you're doing and thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Jason.
Tune into the ESPN Daily Podcast, guys. Don't forget, it gets you a deep dive into a single story from one of ESPN's hundreds of reporters, presented by Marathon. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast. I want you guys to chime in on the Oklahoma State situation, the empowerment and voices being given to college football athletes. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Ready to have some disagreement, ready to have some dialogue, most importantly, ready to hear your take. We're going to do that. Plus, will the NFL season start on time? First Take is very sure if it will or won't. You'll hear their very definitive answer next. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm Jason Fitz. Don't forget, you can download the Overheard podcast for curiously delightful conversations overheard around National Geographic's headquarters, presented by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. I'm going to check that out just to see if it makes me smarter. Like, I feel like just listening to conversations overheard around National Geographic headquarters are going to be smarter than most of the conversations I'm capable of having with my circle of friends. Speaking of conversations, we're getting you involved. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. A lot was made yesterday of Chuba Hubbard, the star running back, and for Oklahoma State, calling out Mike Gundy for wearing a shirt supporting a news network. Jonathan in Arkansas, what's your take? I want to get your thoughts on it.
Hey, Jason. Love the show.
Thanks, man.
As far as Gundy on the OAN shirt, my thoughts are this. First of all, I understand, you know, being given the position that he is in, he probably needs to be a little more sensitive about the clothing choices he makes. However, it's still America. If he chooses a far right news network over a far left or one in the middle, that's his right to do so because this is a free country. And if he had been wearing a CNN shirt or an ESPN shirt, nothing would have been said, and that's okay too. But because his shirt's news views didn't line up with a player's political views, then it had to become an issue. What happened to just keeping your mouth shut? If you don't like something, then ignore it. Look the other way.
Well, let me ask you, Jonathan, because I've seen that point a lot, and I hear you. I genuinely hear the concept that, you know, he should be able to wear a shirt supporting whatever he wants. Is it not within a player's right, then, to use social media to speak out against the shirt if he doesn't like it? I mean, if Coach Gundy has the right to wear the shirt, why doesn't Chuba Hubbard have the right to react to it?
And great point, and they do have the right to speak out, and it's okay that they do so. But what we're doing as a society is empowering them and saying, if you don't like something or you don't agree with something, it's okay to make that person change. It's not okay. They have every right to have their view, just like you have a right to say, I don't agree with his OAN shirt. Fair enough, but I'm still going to wear it.
Jonathan, I don't disagree with what you're saying on many tenets. I think what makes this difficult sometimes is we're talking about a college football coach that sits in living rooms and says, I'm going to watch out for your son and I'm going to make him a better young man. And so many college football coaches now rely on relatability. I got your back. We see these things the same. And that's why we've looked for so many college football coaches to speak out on some of the issues, because when you're going to go to your team, which in most cases is largely black, right? And you're going to talk about, you know, sharing their sentiment and wanting to be a voice with your players to empower and use a group to work together for good and for change. If you want to have that conversation, but then you wear a t-shirt that doesn't align with that, at this point, players are going to ask what the heck's going on. And Chuba is lucky that he's good enough that he has a massive platform he can use for that. I'm not going to shy away from the debate or conversation. I love having it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Real quick, Bo in Oklahoma. Bo, you're calling in. What's your take on the Oklahoma State situation?
I don't agree with his job being in jeopardy because of his political views or shirt he's wearing. I mean, it's sad that this world today, we can't have a difference of opinion without somebody's job being in jeopardy.
Well, I mean, A, is his job truly in jeopardy? And B, didn't we just have, I mean, isn't that all this is a difference of opinion held in a very public platform?
I mean, honestly, don't you believe his job is probably in jeopardy because of this? I mean, Chuba Hubbard is one of the best running backs in the nation. Would your school want to lose him over one coach?
Well, I mean, would the school want to lose a coach over one player? I mean, I don't know the answer to that. And thanks for the call. Thanks for your take on it. I think that Twitter suddenly makes his job in jeopardy. I'm not sure it gets to that point. Frankly, I mean, Chuba does have opportunity. Let's remember that Chuba Hubbard could, in fact, not go back to school, could declare for the supplemental draft and still try and get his way into the NFL. So, you know, Chuba has other options should he want to sit out and not play for Oklahoma State. I don't think it gets to that, and I think that's why we saw the video come out where they said, hey, we got to talk more and change is coming. Now, I don't know what that change is or how it's going to look. We'll keep taking your take. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bunch of you guys on hold. We'll get the conversation going. But I also want to get a little NFL in. I want you to hear what First Take had to say. They had some strong words today. How confident are they that the NFL season will start on time? Marcus Spears joined Stephen A. and Max. They had some surprising words.
Completely confident. I'm talking like 100% confident. NFL is not going to let anybody get in the way of their money. Whether it's in front of fans or without fans in attendance, the NFL is going to have an NFL season. They're going to see to it. They're fully aware of the numbers out there. They understand that over 40 million people are unemployed. They understand, the over 200,000 deaths in the United States of America due to the coronavirus. They understand that this is expected we are expecting to receive a spike come the fall. They're aware of all of this stuff, and they haven't budged one bit. You're talking about workouts. Yeah, you had a virtual NFL draft. I got that. I understand that. Okay, and maybe things in terms of training camp, practices, exposure to one another and things of that nature are going to be compromised to some degree. But as it pertains to the games, it's not an accident that you haven't heard too much from any of these owners, because guess what? They don't give a damn at the end of the day. They're going to have their season. They're going to make their money, and they're going to dare the players to walk away from that, because unlike the NBA players, at least the stars like Kyrie Irving, that's $140 million, like LeBron James is $153 million, the Russell Westbrook at 217, Steph Curry at 207, and stuff like that. You don't see too many contracts like that in the National Football League, and even when you have it, a lot of it is in the signing bonus. Things can be restructured, cut, waived, and things of that nature. So they understand that at the end of the day, even though they have to exhaust themselves and putting forth their due diligence to make sure that safety protocols are exhausted to the umph degree, because they certainly don't want to be accused of not putting forth their due diligence, they will do whatever they can do to cover themselves to ensure that they are justified in having an NFL season. It's exactly what their intent is. I've personally been told this is exactly what their intent is, and I don't expect them to waver one bit. There will be an NFL season.
I doubt there will be an NFL season. It may start. It may start on time. That's not the issue. Are they going to be able to finish it? This is not that difficult, people. Forget about how it feels at the moment. Because remember, before social distancing, before people went self-quarantine, before there were curfews, before all kinds of stuff. Hard to imagine that, right? We were in studio at First Take talking about, you know, what do we think is going to happen? And I remember that it was mentioned by a Harvard professor that he doubted by the spring anyone, any student at all, would be in class. And we're all like, hard to believe. And yet, what happened? Guys, the second wave is supposed to be worse than the first. And we're talking about not 13 guys on roster, but over 50 in the NFL. I don't hear realism coming from the owners, coming from Goodell. I haven't heard a realistic take on how are they going to actually accomplish this in the face of a virus, a second wave, which is supposed to be worse because it coincides with flu season. And since they don't sound realistic to me, given what I just said, I don't think they'll be able to finish their season even if they start.
Yeah, I don't know if you heard realistically, but last night, Max, he talked about protocols. Now, I'm with you. I don't know what protocols could be in place not to have players or a large number of players end up with the coronavirus, but the NFL is going to start the season, and this is going to have to turn into a catastrophe for them to stop in the middle of the season. And I'm not sure if it will, because you hear the commissioner talk, who represents the 32 owners. We've all acknowledged that in a litany of things we've talked about with the NFL. Roger Goodell said, we have protocols in place. He said verbatim, players are going to get COVID-19. He talked about that last night. That let me know everything I needed to know about how they want to move forward as far as the NFL season starting and continuing and finishing throughout the fall season. I get it. They are not operating, though, on societal basis. They are not operating like anybody else is. And that is what the NFL has done in a number of issues. We're watching multiple things happen at one given time with the National Football League. But the bottom line is this. You hear owners quiet and not saying much. I hear a commissioner coming out and saying, we're going to play football. They have players testing right now with coronavirus. The whole narrative has not changed. They plan on starting. They plan on having players with coronavirus. They plan on finishing the season as we see it. And I said, bar none, if a catastrophe happens and you lose 70% of the league, we're having a totally different conversation, which may be a real possibility. But based on everything leading up to the NFL season, I have no inclination that the NFL is not planning on starting and finishing an NFL season.
First thing, your take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. Swagoo's right. I mean, Marcus talking about the NFL plans there. We've heard nothing about a plan B, which is a great statement about how confident they are in plan A. But let me tell you this. We forgive every other league at this point because they were hit off guard by the timing of all of this. Nobody could have predicted it. The NFL has had months to predict it. They've had months to figure out what their solutions are. The NFL will not find a forgiving audience if they get into the season and suddenly they don't have answers for how they're going to manage COVID-19, because at least in the court of public opinion, they've had more time than anybody to get it figured out. Speaking of getting it figured out, you guys are fired up on figuring out what's going on with Oklahoma State. When you're this fired up, we let you take over the show. So coming up next, your take, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We're going to take more of your take on what's going on between Chuba Hubbard and Mike Gundy, the coach at Oklahoma State, voices of college athletes, more of your take coming up. Oh, don't forget, almost forgot to tell you, Pennzoil synthetic motor oils made from natural gas gives you unbeatable engine protection. Proof is in the Pennzoil based on sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. More of your take. You're taking over the show next. First take, your take. ESPN Radio, ESPN News. First take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. You can check out Shower Sessions, part interview, part concert, all from the shower. Grammy winner St. Vincent invites up-and-coming artists to sing, share, and get funky all in the sound booth of the home, the shower. Watch now at youtube.com/progressive. Not going to lie, we all know you get into the shower, you start going for the high notes. You know you can't hit them anywhere else in the house, but in the shower, you can. So get out there and check it out. We're going to let you take over the high notes at this point. Everybody's fired up about Chuba Hubbard and the situation at Oklahoma State. Remember, Mike Gundy, the coach, there was a social media picture of him on a fishing trip where he was wearing a shirt supporting a news network that is considered by many to be far right. As a result, Chuba Hubbard went to Twitter to comment on it and said that he was done, wasn't going to do anything with Oklahoma State until there was change. A few hours later, we got a video featuring Gundy and Chuba standing side by side as they tried to bridge the gap and move forward. But we've also seen today more social media commentary from Chuba. So what's it mean? Where are you guys on it? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What's your take at this point on all things Chuba Hubbard, Mike Gundy, and Oklahoma State? Chris in Charlottesville. We got a lot of Chris's on hold. We'll go Chris in Charlottesville first. Chris, what's your take?
Hey, man, from what I can tell, people are kind of looking at this from the situation of Mike Gundy as the person and kind of thinking that if he's being attacked. And if it was a personal issue, like if it was just Mike Gundy wearing a shirt by himself, that'd be one thing. But he represents the entire football team and school of Oklahoma State. So you're not just representing Mike Gundy anymore. You're representing your football team, which is majoritarily black. And right now in this situation, of course, in the heightened social situation in the United States, I mean, you can't represent yourself like that. So, I mean, people can see this as an attack on Gundy, but in reality, I mean, it's an attack on how he's representing the school, and his players do not like the way that he's representing the school, and Chuba's being very outspoken about it, as he should be.
Chris, that's a great point, and it's one echoed on Twitter by Tucker, who said, all athletes have had their coach say, quote, you have to be responsible in what you say, how you act, and how you dress, because you represent the school on and off the field. I think players are tired of all the double standards between them and coaches. This is part of the new empowered version of athletes that we're seeing today. Chris in North Carolina. Next, Chris up. What's your take?
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call, man. So the way I look at it is this. Chuba, the young man, has every right to voice his opinion, and I applaud him for doing so. Conversely, Mike Gundy has every right to wear a T-shirt that he wants to wear on a fishing trip that's unrelated to the school in any way, shape, or form. And it's not his fault if he posts it up on his own social media. So to going back to what a comment that you had made in terms of sitting in these young men's living rooms with their families and telling his families that he'll take care of their sons, and then potentially delivering a message that doesn't align to that, I would have to disagree with that, and here's why. If, let's say, for instance, Chuba had a shirt on that said Black Lives Matter and abolish the police, would it be Mike's or Oklahoma's, would they be justified in saying, hey, you know what, we're not going to offer you a scholarship based off of those views? Absolutely not. The young man has a right to his opinion. Mike has a right to his opinion. And as a nation, we got to get rid of this mentality of absolutism where if you're not with me, you're against me, because it seems like we're having the same conversation in terms of, to put it simply, I've explained it to my kids. I could tell my 13-year-old son he makes a mean peanut butter and jelly sandwich and it's dad's favorite. And if all my son hears is I hate his grilled cheese sandwiches, then all that's going to do is strain the relationship and create more discourse. What we should be doing is applauding a young man in college for being aware and being passionate about something he feels so strongly about, and justifiably so. But we should also applaud Mike Gundy for standing up and, you know, for his beliefs, and both of them still willing to come to the table and say, despite our differences, we're Americans first, and then we're football players and football coaches.
Chris, look, I love your take on it. I don't think you're necessarily wrong in anything you just said, and I agree that we become divisive. I would, however, say that tone matters and time. Read the room. It's something I always say to my friends. Read the room. When you walk in, you understand that there are certain jokes that you can't make. There are certain times that you may walk into a serious conversation and you realize that this isn't the time to be the big, loud personality you usually are. Everybody knows that I'm energetic, whether it's 3 a.m. or 3 p.m. There are times that I walk into a room and the first thing I have to do is feel out the tone of the room to make sure that I'm not tipping the scales the wrong way. This is part of that conversation. I don't think it's unfair to say, while you're right, everybody can have their own viewpoints and everybody can stand up for what they believe in. I don't think it's unfair to say that at some point you have to read the room when it comes to what you're wearing, what you're saying, and how you're acting in this particular climate, and understand that these are sensitive times. I don't want to cut anybody off, so we're going to keep taking your take. Plus, NBA Players Coalition released an official statement. You'll hear First Take's thoughts on it next.